So, my dear devotees, Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you. This is the first full day in our little Bhakti Summer Fest. Bhakti Summer Fest, isn't it? That's the name of it. The way I thought we would design these early mornings is that we come here each day at 6 o'clock. We made it a little late, the Mangala Aarti, so that everyone can come. And then, after Mangala Aarti, I thought we chant a little bit together our japa up to 8 o'clock. That's about 1.5 hours. But before starting to chant, or while starting to chant, I want to always give you a little tune in, a little japa session, so to say, the way we do it in our retreats, but the way we also did it in the Holy Name course, in Radha Desh. So I believe you all have your japa malas with you. Ante, also japa mala is there?
In the car.
This is a good time to get it. If anyone has still japa. But please come quickly back and don't go swimming in the split. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyari Satarine. When Haridas Thakur met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, Mahaprabhu did something unexpected. He asked him to certain questions about the holy name. Haridas Thakur felt overwhelmed with humility. He is the Lord, the master of all knowledge, and he asked him, his servant, to explain the glories of the holy name. So Haridas Thakur felt very humble and very shy, but because he knew that it was the desire of the Lord, he spoke something. And in the beginning, he just talked in general about the holy name, and he made one point. He said that Lord Krishna has a treasure house in which there are many treasures. Could you imagine what could be a treasure in Krishna's treasure house? You can imagine a king has a treasure house. What will you find? Jewels, most probably, and very precious article. What could be in the treasure house of God? It's an intriguing question. I see you look at me and you are not sure. Well, what about pure love? That's a treasure, no? A divine treasure. What else could be a divine treasure? I would say various relationships which the Lord is willing to have with his devotees. Haridas Thakur, however, said something else. He said, of all the treasures in Krishna's treasure house, the holy name is the most sublime. It is the best of all treasures. And he gave a reason. See, when we want to have a treasure, then it should be useful for us. Should, for instance, a treasure in this world, I heard once in Dalmatia, on the coast of Dalmatia, where many pirates, and they were putting their treasures under olive trees, I heard, as a child. And when someone would be fortunate to find a treasure chest, he would find gold coins, for instance. It's a treasure because it's very useful. But the holy name is the real treasure in Krishna's treasure house. Why? Because it's very useful for us. Haridas Thakur argues that in this world, everything is made out of dead matter. Everything. We are surrounded with dead matter. Or to put it in a picturesque language, we are surrounded with bones. There are only two living items, two conscious beings in this world. That is the living entity, you, Vrindavan Bihari and Ante, etc. And the second conscious being is the holy name. Why? Because Krishna and his holy name are totally spiritual, and on the spiritual platform there is no distinction between the form and the personality, for instance. The body is the soul is the body, and there is also no distinction or differentiation between the personality and the name. So therefore the name is Krishna, and you here in this world, you are made out of the same energy, which is pure consciousness, as Krishna. Therefore in this world there are two conscious beings. Everything else is unconscious, but two conscious beings are there: the living entity and the holy name. And when these two come together, it is almost as if fire and an extinguished spark. How do we say an extinguished spark? Yeah, an Ugaslav iskra. Come together. What happens when a fire and an Ugaslav iskra? Something like this, no? With a little imagination we can understand. What happens when the spark, the extinguished spark, comes again in the fire? It becomes awake. It becomes full of light and warmth and starts to even dance in the fire. So if the living entity who is in this world of matter, almost dead, almost extinguished, like a spark which has maybe still a little life back. If that comes in contact with the holy name, there's a chance that the living entity awakens again to his eternal birthright as a servant of Krishna. So therefore, what is necessary is to bring the living entity and the holy name somehow together. And this is what this is called, sambandha, a connection, which we will learn in the following sessions. But before, I want to just say, you must, when you start chanting, have faith in this. Faith that Krishna and the holy name are identical is the only qualification to enter the chanting. Without this faith, there is no possibility for you to enter into the rich, vast ocean of Krishna consciousness. Without this understanding that I am an eternal part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna has come into this world in the form of His holy name. Without this understanding, it is not possible to enter the ocean of chanting. So I would request you now, we will chant in one voice, and then I will bring you, then we will chant individually. And your task in this first japa session is to bring the chanting, to bring the holy name and yourself together. That means you must pay attention to the chanting, to your own chanting. Will you try to do this?
Good.
Whenever the mind, Krishna speaks about this, wherever the mind goes, due to its restless nature, from there we must certainly bring the mind back and bring it under the control. So whenever your mind wanders, don't despair, don't become overly depressed, just gently bring it back. So we will all say Jai. The treasure must be now connected with you, okay? Treasure hunters, we say treasure hunters, huh? Fixirate, concentrate, and everything else. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Continue. Now please make a conscious effort to join or bring together in yoga your mind with the holy name. When you chant, you should hear the holy name. You listen so many times to other people, now listen to yourself chant sincerely. Na Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Thank you. Now we will all chant on our own. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So so what we will do now, I will speak for 5 minutes and then we will continue to do japa. We call this japa inspirations or japa tune-in sessions. As you know, japa is a part of bhakti yoga, And yoga always means to connect, to bring about a union, to bring together. So in the japa, to make it really a spiritual activity, we have to bring the sound in our mind and the mind in ours in the sound. I know this sounds very difficult, but it is really very simple. The sound which you make must be brought into the mind by what? Listening, yes, listening. And the mind must be brought into the sound by what? How do you bring the mind anywhere?
Focus.
Focusirity. Huh? Yes. So you listen and you focus, in other words. We heard from Harinam Chintamani in the beginning of this session, but I will repeat because some devotees have kindly joined us a little later, but they have joined us, that of all the treasures in Krishna's treasure, a treasury or treasure house, there's one treasure which is sublime, which is the best, that is the holy name. And the reason which Haridas Thakur gives for this statement is that in this otherwise totally material world, where everything is made of unconscious matter, the stadium is made out of unconscious matter, the music is made of unconscious matter, the beach is made of unconscious matter, your t-shirts are made of unconscious matter, the sun cream is made of unconscious matter, the sun, everything, I think you got the idea. Only two entities are conscious, that's you, the soul, and the Krishna who has come kindly in the holy name. So you must bring these two together. This is yoga, mantra yoga. Yes, we sometimes say for advertisement, mantra yoga, come to a mantra yoga session, but we may not always do mantra yoga ourselves because we are starting our spiritual life. What this really means is you must bring the sound into the mind by listening, and you must bring the mind into the sound by concentrating it. And Prabhupada said this very simple. He said, he was once asked, but Prabhupada, what do we do when we chant? And he said, just listen to yourself chant sincerely. Amarananda, just listen to yourself chant sincerely. It means we don't listen to the radio and we don't listen to other people at that time, not even our small children, but we listen to ourselves. And what do we listen? Just very precisely, do we listen to the different noises which come out of our body? No, we listen to our own sound vibration, which is focused now on the mantra. And then you are entering, can you enter a sublime experience. You may have to exit in order to enter. You have to exit the mind and your the world of ahammameti, the world we are busy with in the material world, and then we enter the sound of the holy name. I want to see, one of you has kindly come. Do we have an extra japa set here which we could give to someone? Two japa malas? No. No, we have own japa mala, but you can also do japa without a mala. And one very nice devotee has come. So now I will train you a little bit to listen to yourself chant sincerely. sit properly. You will now learn the Sambandha meditation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we continue to sing now, we will practice these two simple practices. That is, we will listen to the mantra. As you sing, allow the mantra to enter your mind. And then, also, as you sing, allow your mind to enter the mantra. In other words, focus on the mantra. Don't be disappointed if your mantra, if your mind goes here and there and everywhere. Just gently, not forcefully, gently bring it back. So listen to yourself. Chant sincerely. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Listen, listen, listen. Listen, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, just listen, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, listen as if you hear it for the first time, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant and listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. When your mind should drift away, don't worry. Just concentrate, focus again your mind on the chanting and then listen. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Sing again, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
space is more focused and more present or conscious state. We will now continue with our japa practice. Please just take your japa and start. We will all chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya, then continue. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shila Sri Rupa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Listen to yourself. Try your best. Please listen to yourself chant sincerely. Try your best.
We can still leave the door open for 1 minute, but soon we have to close it.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. I was really watching all of you, and I can see it was you were concentrated. It helped a little, isn't it? It's just we need to hear a little bit what to precisely do, and then our mind is no longer our enemy. He likes to be engaged. You have to decide, will I engage my mind, or will my mind engage me? This is the big question. Some of us have been sitting here since quite some time, and I want to just make a 3-minute morning walk with you in the studio. We will not have to leave the room, because we will now have a Bhagavatam inspiration. Please get up. So what we do, we need to move ourselves. Please move on the spot a little bit, and soon I will introduce to you the breath walk. What you do is you breathe in. You try to get into a rhythm of breathing in 4 times with the movements of the body and breathing out 4 times. Let us all get into the same rhythm, then there will be ecstasy very soon. Okay, now we begin to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, yes. And Wilco, you are a natural talent for this. I'm extremely proud of you. Now to make it more yogic, bring your mind just to one point, best is the deities, and just we will walk for the pleasure of Gornitai. Okay. You should have a smile around your face, not around the whole face, just a little bit in the mouth. You will see it's good for you. What we will do is now we pump a little oxygen in our body. It's good for the digestion. It's very good for the brainski, the mind. We will be refreshed, positive. Watch a little your posture, please. You should be straight. A smile, this is very important. Most important is the smile, because then all your organs will be supplied with very good energy. It's a morning walk. Good, isn't it? Can you see how you start to be refreshed? Now, legs a little higher. Wow, my God, this looks like a marching army. The Krishna army is coming. Help! No. For this is important that you smile. Yes, Ante, you are doing extremely well. Okay, so slowly we slow down the machine. Sisi Gaurani Tai Ki. Please sit down. This is not a new sadhana, no? So it's just because when we lecture, we want to be awake. Who's our talented madanga player this morning? Yes? Please.